Anyone who works or visits Capitol Hill with any regularity eventually makes their way to one of the cafeterias in the basements of the congressional office buildings, and today they might notice a change. Posted beside the cash register in the cafeteria at the Longworth Congressional Office Building is a sign. Update, it says, now serving an all-house office building Freedom Prize. Joining us now is NPR's congressional correspondent, Andrea Seabrook. Andrea, good to have you on the program.
How you doing?
What is this all about?
Well, the head of the House Administration Committee today ordered that French fries be replaced with Freedom Fries in all of the congressional cafeterias. It's they changed it from French dressing also. From French toast also. They did...
Freedom toast?
Freedom toast, you got it.
And French dressing as well?
No, French dressing, actually, they didn't touch. We wondered a little bit about that.
This is not the first time that politics has played with pros on the menu in the Capitol, has it?
No, it's not. In fact, during World War I, when American troops were in France fighting the Germans, sauerkraut became Liberty cabbage, if you can imagine that one. The German measles became the Liberty measles. And so on. Maybe the most exciting example, though, was the Frankfurter, which the word Frankfurter had turned into hot dog slightly earlier, but it became widely known as the hot dog during that time as well.
Are we worried about any retaliation from the French embassy?
I don't know if this move alone has increased any of the tension, but the reaction from the French embassy in here in Washington was that what's known as the French fry in America is actually Belgian.
Now, you had lunch there today at the Longworth cafeteria. But what did you see?
Well, I spoke to one visitor to the Capitol who said they believe France is right on this one, and they support France in these terms anyway. But mostly the reaction was general amusement at this sort of jab at France.
Andrea, thanks very much for being with
us. Thank you.
Andrea Seabrook is NPR's reporter on Congress. She joined us from Capitol Hill, where she dined today at lunch on Liberty Fries. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.